Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is China sending drone swarms to spy on militaries around the world? According to the Warzone publication, the U.S. Navy has finally released video footage of an incident from 2019, where six unidentified drones flew over its most advanced surface combatant, the USS Zumwalt, while it was in international waters 17 miles off the coast of Southern California. At approximately 8:30 p.m. on April 24th, 2019, at least six unknown unmanned aerial systems were seen from 300 to 1,000 feet above the naval ship. Drone security specialist David Kovar described the flying objects as long-range quad drones with regularly spaced running lights, adding that they could be gasoline-powered with the ability to land and take off vertically, most likely launched from a boat. He says these types of aircraft are a favorite of the Chinese Navy. Is China probing for a drone attack or just gathering intel? In fact, during the early months of 2019, there were more than half a dozen similar incidents where drones swarmed U.S. naval vessels off the coast of Southern California, one of which was a surveillance operation launched from a cargo ship called the Bass Strait, which is owned and operated out of Hong Kong. During the incident, the cargo ship was unsuccessfully contacted by the U.S. naval vessel. In all of these encounters, the drone swarm flies in a triangle formation with running lights underneath each unmanned drone. The drones were assessed to be conducting collection operations on the naval ships. These incidents involving multiple drones have increased significantly worldwide since 2019, raising the alarm. On April 5th, 2021, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, stated in regards to drone swarms that, quote, "There have been other sightings by aviators in the air and by other ships, not only of the United States, but of other nations." Clearly, the U.S. Navy is concerned about swarms of drones launched from international waters. Just in July of 2022, the Naval Surface Warfare Center ran an event called Silent Swarm 22, a large-scale experimentation event that focused on electromagnetic warfare employed on small domain unmanned systems. In other words, drones. The logo for their event even includes drones swarming a U.S. naval ship. 150 participants from multiple Department of Defense agencies conducted the exercise for over 2 weeks, with more than 17 technologies and electromagnetic spectrum related capabilities. Because aside from spying, these drones could be used as the delivery system for an electromagnetic pulse attack, or worse. Sonora Laughlin, the deputy project lead, stated, quote, "At this event, we want to create an environment that allows positive and constructive testing of emerging technologies for the future war fight." As she said, the U.S. Navy and Department of Defense are preparing for drone warfare in the near future, and this type of war will be fought with China. It only makes sense that the culprit behind these drone swarms is China, given that just this week, Taiwan's military shot down a drone hovering over one of its island outposts just off the Chinese coast after it entered restricted airspace over Taiwan. Following a series of flares and warning shots, the drone maintained its position, so it was finally shot down by the Taiwanese military. Just the day before this incident, Taiwan claims it warned off drones hovering over three of its islands off the coast of the Chinese port city of Xiamen. The state-run South China Morning Post claims that the drone was a civilian-operated drone. However, it seems far more likely that it belonged to the Chinese military and was collecting intelligence on Taiwan and its naval defense capabilities. Will a future Chinese invasion of Taiwan begin with drone swarms? And what does China have in mind for the west coast of the United States? An EMP attack before a land invasion? Or will the U.S. Navy only be stunned to prevent any serious interference with their conquering of Taiwan. At least one thing is for sure, these drone swarms are definitely not UFOs. They're Chinese, and they're up to something. This is...
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150, or a Cadillac, or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. John Irvin is an author and researcher, and he's really one of the guys at the beginning of Joe Rogan's podcast. We're talking 12, 15 years ago. To get Joe into psychedelics. When I first knew Joe, he didn't even smoke marijuana. Known Joe 25 years. He was Eddie Bravo who got him into marijuana. Joe would work out like 4 hours a day. And the story is about Joe Rogan. It's just interesting that Jan Urban was big into hallucinogens. So he can definitely tell you the dark side of these. And historically, when I've read his book and when I've seen the information, I know it's true because it's actually part of the historical record. And so when I thought of him, wanted to get him on a couple weeks ago, there was suddenly a bunch of articles in mainstream news about all these civilizations that ended when they started taking hallucinogens and how suddenly they believed gods were telling them, sacrifice your children, particularly firstborn boys, exclusive ancient child sacrifice, maybe world's largest National Geographic in Mexico, mainly boys. Feeding the gods, hundreds of skulls reveal massive scale of human sacrifice. And they've dug up giant areas all over Germany and France where there'll be hundreds of thousands of bodies that have been eaten. Ritual drug use during Inca human sacrifices. Peru. R. Gordon Wasson. We're going to teach you about all this. Remains of vampire pinned to the ground with a sickle across her throat found in Poland. All ties together, the Druids, every culture, whether it was Mesoamerican, European, ancient Asians, Africans, they would all build a civilization. Suddenly, this group would take over of shaman that were on drugs, and things would then accelerate into pyramids, mass sacrifice, death. And they believe these gods, the snake god, Quetzalcoatl, if I'm pronouncing it right, were telling them to do this. Now, I read his book online a while back. I've got a copy of the cover here. God's Flesh, Tai Onana Katal, if I pronounce that right, The True History of the Sacred Mushroom, J.R. Irwin. And the reason this is important is the Vikings, when they would get possessed and become berserkers, were taking it as well. In fact, there was a new movie came out a few months ago I saw. It was pretty good, called Northmen, and it was all about they were taking so many hallucinogens on a regular basis, they were not even living in reality. And human sacrifice there. And so to talk about it is Jan Irwin, who I've talked to many times over the phone. I saw him over a decade ago on Joe Rogan. I've watched some of his shows since then. And I wanted to get him on as somebody that used to be a big proponent of this and how he found the dark side of it and how he found the way out of it and where he sees this all going. So, Jan, great to have you with us, sir.
Thanks, Alec. Thanks for having me back.
You bet. You've been on the show, too. I forgot that. So let's get right into it here.
Yeah, you know, so basically, you know, starting back over a decade ago, I started realizing that psychedelics were being promoted to the public under the CIA's MKUltra Subproject 58 program. And the start of that was in 1957 in Life magazine in an article called Seeking the Magic Mushroom. And then a decade later, that kicks off the psychedelic revolution with the Summer of Love and all of this stuff. But, you know, so I started realizing that the whole thing was surrounding, as far as the counterculture, was surrounded by this MKUltra Subproject 58 program. So a couple of months ago, I published this book. There's some glare going on there. But it goes through in all of the original documentation from the colonial era, from the Spanish, from the Aztecs themselves, from French reports, from anything that I could find. And it shows how all of the original religious practice was surrounded with human sacrifice and cannibalism. And that's Gordon Wasson, Professor Carl Ruck, Jonathan Ott, Jeremy Bigwood, some of these other guys, Terrence McKenna, etc. They all covered up the true history and created a New Age mushroom religion that never existed before May 13, 1957.
And from your research, and I concur, it was a reboot of these ancient systems.
Even worse, I mean, so if we look at like Burning Man, or we, you know, if you remember the 1973 film Wicker Man, or the 2019 film Midsommar, they're showing how it's all leading back to human sacrifice and cannibalism. That's what Burning Man is. It's a mock human sacrifice, and who knows. You know, a lot of years at Burning Man, people have jumped into the fire and sacrificed themselves at the burning of the big statue that they make, et cetera. So, you know, we're actually seeing the slow progression. You know, first, you know, and Aldous Huxley and Timothy Leary in their writings, they clearly state that they want to destroy Christianity and bring back this ancient religion. Now, most people have the false notion that the Christians went around and destroyed these wonderful peace, love, proto-hippie type pagan religions. And when in reality, if you go in and you look at the historical documentation from all over the world, it was about human sacrifice and cannibalism. So all of this history has been covered up and buried. You can dig through, you can get a hold of the original 16th century Spanish reports, what the Aztecs wrote themselves, and like the Florentine Codex, etc. And they openly talk about the human sacrifice as well as the cannibalism. In fact, page one of book two of the Florentine Codex talks about sacrificing young children to the rain and water god Tlaloc. And what they would do is try to get the children to cry on the way to be sacrificed. And if the children cried, they knew it would be a good rain year. And so, you know, and then what they would do is they would roll the bodies down the temple and then cannibalize them afterwards, often while high on psychedelic mushrooms.
And by the way, if you go to Chichen Itza, I've been there like five times in Mexico, they give you a tour. And it's Mayan historians that have archaeology degrees, and they'll tell you they have a little market below the main temple, and they said they would take the meat of the dead people, and the priest class would sell that meat in the market.
Yep, 100% true. And, you know, and a lot of times, you know, the peasant people couldn't afford the meat, so it would be reserved often for the merchant class, as well as the priest and elite class. So, you know, this was a massive system in 2015, and you showed a little bit of it on there, but at Science Magazine in 2015, scientists discovered in 2015 that a massive temple buried underneath Mexico City. And they found that the temple holds upwards of 130,000 human skulls, of mainly warriors, but also women and children. And, you know, so when the Spanish rolled into Mexico, what is now Mexico City in 1517, you know, they were shocked by what they saw. You know, and part of it was that the Aztecs used this for psychological control, for fear. Part of it was dominating their enemy cultures. They would have war parties, and people say, well, how would they come up with all of these people to sacrifice? They would intentionally go to war with neighboring tribes and to capture their warriors, to make them slaves. They would call them bathed slaves. They would pamper them for a few months, maybe a couple few years, and then sacrifice them on the sunstone, cut out their heart.
Exactly. If you go to the ball court in Chichen Itza and other areas with all the skulls carved in, the winners got to get sacrificed. That's how mind-controlled they were. So you wanted to be sacrificed.
Yeah, well, you know, and there is evidence that a lot of these slaves had to be drugged to be sacrificed. But, you know, so when Cortez rolls into Mexico, many of the surrounding tribes were fed up, and they offer Christianity instead of human sacrifice. And look, you know, you follow Logos, you follow Christ.
Jan, stay there. Let's come right back with that on the other side. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pharmakia, or witchcraft, or sorcery, and it was drugs. That's why you call it the pharmacy. And the whole New World Order is about drugging us to put us in a different consciousness state so we can be programmed. So you're drilling into the Aztecs in that big angle. But we've talked on the phone. You've been a guest before. I want you to take your time this hour to drill into whatever you want to. But first, give us a 35,000-foot view and give us your hypothesis about what's going on. It's not really a hypothesis, it's admitted. But as a hypothesis, give us 35,000-foot view and then drill into what's going on. Because I think most of our listeners know about the Aztecs, the occult. You were getting into Cortez with less than 300 men showing up, and then Mexico City collapses in a matter of days because people were so sick of the Satanism and the insanity and how drugged up everybody was. It was like a blue city. Everybody was actually against it. They were just being liberated. That's an important thing to finish historically. But then give us the 35,000-foot view and then where this is all going.
Sure. Yeah, so just to finish up, when Cortez arrived, you know, so many of the surrounding tribes were sick of Montezuma and what the Aztec or Mexica were doing. And they joined up with Cortez and helped him overthrow what is now Mexico City and the Mexica. But the official history is that when the Spanish got there, they just wiped out all of these pagan cultures and massacred millions of people. That's totally false. And people can go in and read the Inquisition records today. Most of them are about rape, pedophilia, incest, murder, things like this, and that, you know, the people that got sentenced, and in 1539, one guy was put to death for sacrificing a young boy and incest and attempted rape, and the Inquisitions were immediately halted, and you don't even hear about this kind of stuff. But so from the 35,000-foot view, what they're doing is trying to create, recreate the fall of humanity, bring us back to this, human sacrifice, cannibalism, drug-induced state. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, of course, he was a key architect behind MKUltra. And they used frauds like Terrence McKenna to get out there and promote the false narrative. Terrence McKenna admitted that he was recruited and that he worked in deep background in public relations. And he created this whole stoned ape theory that people like Rogan and others have promoted for years. All of that stuff is totally false. When I figured out all of this beginning about 12, 13 years ago, I did an about face. I got away from the psychedelics. I started writing information to expose what it was doing to the culture. And today we only have to go outside and see, you know, people with the rings in their septum, like, you know, cattle and hogs and purple and blue hair and big holes in their ears and their lower lip and stuff. And all of this is about recreating the fall of humanity, taking us back to what was originally called the Native Revival, or the, as Terence McKenna coined it, the Archaic Revival. But, you know, it's the false idea that because a culture is old and did drugs and were shamans, it's therefore better than our culture today. And the term Native Revivalism comes out of an OSS memo written by Gregory Bateson talking about how the Russians overthrew certain indigenous cultures, as well as how it could be used to attack certain groups in their own culture. And so this is what we see. We see the CIA launching the entirety of the psychedelic revolution against the American public. It was not blowback by any stretch of anyone's imagination. It didn't get out of the CIA's control, as most people believe. The main books on MKUltra, like John D. Mark's book, The Search for the Manchurian Candidate, or Marty Lee's book, Acid Dreams, all of the leading books out there on MKUltra are disinformation to control the public narrative and to control what the people think MKUltra was about. Timothy Leary admitted from at least 1962 forward, he was an admitted, witting CIA agent.
So was Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
So was Theodore Kaczynski, was actually one of the victims of the Harvard Social Relations Department under Henry A. Murray, who was doing the human experiments at Harvard, and they, you know, really screwed Ted Kaczynski up, and he essentially retaliated. And what's interesting is, you know, in my personal opinion, I think some of the areas he was targeting and with his manifesto, et cetera, he was trying to expose the technocracy and the control network that they're rolling out that we see today. And
now, you know, they have the U.S. military saying, let's give hallucinogens to the troops. And again, right, by themselves are one thing, but led by these people, it is definitely able to open them up to these other dimensions. And I've talked to people, well-known people, that have been at these big events with ayahuasca with up to 50 people, and they're all having the same hallucination. Well, they're not all, quote, seeing these aliens that look like little goats, by the way, or elves. Because you would individually see that hallucination. They're having group hallucinations because the veil is being removed. They're actually having an interdimensional interface. And what do these aliens or these demons always tell people, Jan? They tell them, there's too many people. You're part of the elite. You're going to merge with machines. You're going to be God, but you got to kill everybody first.
Yeah. You know, and psychedelics also, I renamed them suggestogens in 2014 because they dramatically increase hypersuggestibility in the taker. So if you want to, you know, mind control someone and make them very impressionable, you give them psychedelic drugs and play the Grateful Dead or the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or whatever the case may be. In fact, if you ever even heard the word psychedelic before or the word entheogen, etc., you've already been suggested to the outcome of the experience, and there's no safe way to take these substances.
Well, they're definitely mainlining into the culture right now.
Absolutely. Even At Davos in the World Economic Forum recently, they were promoting them. They're promoting them everywhere, and people think that, you know, well, if the government doesn't want you to use it, why are they illegal? Well, Timothy Leary went before Congress in 1965 and requested that they outlaw them. You cannot have a good youthful rebellion with legal substances called psychotomimetics or schizophrenogens. So they outlawed them, they renamed them, and then they put Leary out there, Gordon Wasson, Terence McKenna out there to promote them to the public, and they created this whole false narrative about why they were outlawed in the first place.
Schizophrenogens. Let's talk about schizophrenogens when we come back. But we now know the weaponized marijuana is causing, they even admit this. I said it 10 years ago, they made fun of me, but now they admit this super strong marijuana is a hallucinogen. It's in the hallucinogenous class, it's a psychotropic, and these people are, it's causing massive artificial synthetic schizophrenia. We'll be right back with our special guest, Jan Urban.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as going to get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Jan Urban is our guest, author, researcher. He was very well known in the psychedelic movement and then woke up to it. And I understand you're a Christian, so am I. You've written the book, God's Flesh, The True History of the Sacred Mushroom. People can find more at Logos Media, logosmedia.com. But I know you understand this as good as I do, or probably better. I'm trying to explain to people that not everybody that's pushing this is corrupt, or those are part of this. I'm not judging anybody that's taken hallucinogens. I've done it myself plenty when I was younger. But I did have dark experiences some of the times I did it. And I know it opens you up to some bad stuff. But I also, growing up, and I don't say this to try to act cool like I'm on the inside, because I'm not. This was so widespread. My mother had some friends that were involved in San Francisco, the Psychedelic Research Center. It was really a CIA front group. And I remember being a small child on road trips with them to the beach, you know, my mom and her girlfriends. And you know, because I was a little kid, I would go with them, or to like Hot Springs, Arkansas. And I remember sitting there in the back of the car listening to this particular woman who was describing what you see as DMT today, but with drips intravenously, which I told Joe Rogan 4 years ago. And 6 months later, they brought it out on his show. Yeah, we're doing intravenous drips. We're doing this where they're like astronauts that they hook up, they put into this state, and they go in and actually map and communicate, they believe, interdimensionally with other entities. So the government takes it so seriously, and it's so widespread that even when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, my mom's particular friend would come to the house. I remember 3 occasions, a beach trip, once at the dinner table, and once on a trip in the Volkswagen Beetle my mom had, Super Beetle, to Arkansas for a week with her friend. And so you're in the back reading comic books or sleeping or eating candy, and the women are in the front of the car talking about all this and what they were doing. So I kind of had an inside baseball view on that. And then I see this all being pushed by the Pentagon, pushing the culture, pushed everywhere. And I know you don't want to entice people to get into it. You don't want to talk about it. So people go, wow, that's cool. I want to see that. But tell folks what people are seeing on DMT or these things and what's happening, because the messages are the same. I mean, I think people need to know this is very dark, and they need to know how scary and dangerous it actually is.
You do see, you know, some like, you know, weird creatures or whatever. It's kind of hard to explain.
But again, it's universal. And then we get ancient Egyptian, ancient Babylonian, ancient Sumerian texts. They describe the same thing. I mean, it's not like you're imagining it. What is it breaking through to?
Well, I'm not sure what it's breaking through to. As far as we know, it could even be a psychotic break. But you do often see, like, serpents, for instance, and that's really interesting considering that they, you know, people like Aldous Huxley and Timothy Leary admitted that it was a direct attack against Christianity. So why do so many people see serpents when they are on DMT or ayahuasca, et cetera? But, you know, a big part of this, and before the break we discussed about promoting schizophrenia, and one of the original names for these drugs was schizophrenogens and psychotomimetics to mimic psychosis. And, you know, I think the real agenda is to move people away from a Christianity logos point of view, which reality is real. We're of the world. You have the right to choose what you want to do by your own agency. I do. Everybody's real in reality. And then you have the Neoplatonist point of view, or primacy of consciousness, or monopsychism, that, you know, everything is a reflection of me. I'm the center of the world, and there is no reality, et cetera. It's really the most egoic thing that anyone can believe, and this is really the core of the whole leftist.
Isn't that called Satanism when it's all about you?
What's that?
Isn't that the definition of Satanism? Is it's all about me?
Right, and that's exactly what Neoplatonism and this monopsychism is. You deny all of reality. Alex, you don't have your own agency to do what you want. You're just a reflection of me. There's only one philosophy in the world, mine. You know, and so this is what monopsychism and, you know, Neoplatonism is all about, is this denial of reality, and that goes directly against Christianity, which is reality is real. Logos means that truth is God. That's John 1. In part, truth is God. It's also, logos is where we get the word logic. If you look up logos in like Strong's Concordance, it tells you that it means reason, which is logic. Logic is the art of non-contradictory identification, or truth. And it's also reality. So why are they trying to shift us away from believing in reality and that truth exists? Even, you know, several years ago, they came out and said, we're in the post-truth age. What, you know, what does that mean exactly? Why are they trying to tell us the truth doesn't exist? Oh, it's all, You know, quantum physics and quantum mechanics, you can't know anything. Well, that's literally the definition of schizophrenia. And, you know, so they have been, and in fact, I've done shows recently with Steve Jones discussing how they're promoting the normalization of schizophrenia. And if no truth exists, then you can behave any way you want. Murder goes, pedophilia goes, cannibalism goes, anything you want to do, rape goes. It's all good because there is no truth. There is no reality. Everything is just a reflection of me. I can do whatever
I want. A man can be a woman. A woman can be a man. Two men can have a baby. Adults can identify as children, have sex with children, just anything they want.
Right there. And, you know, and that's the definition of Satanism when you get down to it.
So where is it all going? Because they're definitely building towards, they're really pushing hard now.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, as the research on the real agenda behind MKUltra and Burning Man, et cetera, has come out, they've actually ramped it up significantly, trying to keep ahead of the curve of people waking up to my research, to your research, and my latest book, for instance, God's Flesh, Teonanacatl, The True History of the Sacred Mushroom. I recommend people read it because I go through every single original report that the whole field of mushrooms is based on. And for those of you who say, well, mushrooms are older than the CIA, therefore they're the true origins of religion, you know, you're talking about a human sacrifice and cannibalism cult. You're not talking about logos and truth being God. You're talking about sacrificing people every 20 days to one of the Aztec gods for the Aztec calendar. They had a 20-day, 18-month calendar.
And sure, but here's my question. Why do you focus on the Aztecs? Because, I mean, every culture did this. I'm more interested in why groups that never met each other were sacrificing children to demon gods. I mean, where the hell does this come from?
Well, you know, if you look at, you know, it's possible that the Bible really explains it, and you got the children.
No, it's an off-world fallen entity that wants to destroy us, and if you get us to kill our kids, we'll do anything.
Yeah. You know, but the reason I mentioned the Aztecs is they literally had the largest human sacrifice and cannibalism system ever created in humanity. So, the worst, you know. Yeah, there you go, right there on screen. You know, sacrifice, you know, and you know, that's another point. How do you get people to do soft kill eugenics, kill off their own families? You tell them it's a right. And, you know, but they don't even realize that this is all being promoted as eugenics, soft kill eugenics.
Can you imagine the Spaniards show up looking for gold? And they find giant, incredible cities with people eating little children. I mean, just blood and dead bodies everywhere. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
And then liberals say the Spaniards were the bad guys.
Right. And, you know, so many of the indigenous Native Americans were grateful to have Christianity because it ended that. So over 50% of the cultures from Guatemala to Alaska, over 50% were cannibal cultures. That's well documented. So, you know, and they had this Professor William Ahrens in 1979. He published a book called The Man-Eating Myth, trying to debunk any of it. And then it turns out that this guy, as I published in the book, was an agent for the Chinese Communist Party. So why?
Well, by the way, the Communist Chinese Party had parties where they ate their political enemies. That's New York Times even admits that. I'll be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Video: Dutch government goons employ snatch and grab CIA tactics against farmers protesting having their farms taken away to, quote, stop global warming in the Netherlands. They'll have to kill me first, Steve Bannon, indicted in New York ahead of midterms. Inflation, state-sponsored terrorism, and so much more. We'll have those video for you at the start of the next hour. But, Jan, we'll get you back on again soon. And I've watched your show. I've read your information. I know you're a well-researched guy. I know what you're talking about. And I get you're kind of giving everybody the fifth-grade level thing here, but our listeners know about devil worship. They know every culture has sacrifice of children. They know the Bible says stop giving your kids the fire of Moloch. The whole Old Testament is about Israelites fighting against people that were killing their kids. And of course, we have the story of Abraham where he finally stops the human sacrifice, and God says, stop that, and grabs his, the angel grabs his hand. So this is really the demarcation line. Cultures that kill their children are evil and fallen and collapse. Those that sacrifice for the children ascend. I think that's really the model here and the historical fact here. But where do you expect this? California trying to pass laws, other states passing laws to keep kids alive a month and then kill them, euthanizing old people. I mean, they're really bringing human sacrifice back. What is the evil force? I know it's the devil. I know it's this off-world thing, but what is your view as a researcher on where it's going and how we stop it?
Evil, I don't know, deception. It's getting people to sacrifice their own children to Moloch and calling it their right and freedom, my body, my choice, all of this kind of stuff. It's you can't.
I mean, if you have children, the ultimate thing is your children. And if something can get you to kill your children, it's got full control.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and mothers should be the number one protectors of their children. And yet, since 1973, they've mass murdered 63 million of their own children just in the United States alone, and like 1.6 billion around the world. So, you know, they've turned motherhood into what would have been mothers into the largest genocidal murderers in all human history. You know, Mao, Pol Pot, Trotsky, Lenin, Stalin, you know, et cetera. They don't even hold a candle to the number of people that have been murdered by this leftist agenda.
And here's the big question I have for you. Back in the Aztec times or in ancient cultures, they just burned their children or ate them. Now these mothers had their babies taken and cut up and their body parts sold on the world market beyond cannibalism.
Absolutely. And, you know, we saw that news article, what, a month ago or so in the New York Times promoting cannibalism. You know, what's up with that? And we have no idea what they're using all of this stem cell research for, if they're putting it in ingredients and food to make us all cannibals. Who knows how far they're taking that? And then you have the whole pedovore adrenochrome issue as well. And I show in the book how, you know, in 15th, 16th century reports, they were talking about these people that were cannibalizing were so bloodthirsty that they compared them to werewolves, you know. So this is where werewolves and vampirism come from. And this is why the Bible says the blood is the life. Do not drink the blood. And people will attack that as like, you know, Christian or whatever. And this is the true origin of religion. And the pagans were so peaceful proto-hippies. But that's nonsense. Paganism was a global human sacrifice and cannibalism cult that Christianity stopped. And, you know, we basically had about 400 years without it. And these people are trying to bring this stuff back, essentially. And then we have to ask why. And that's a great clip there that you're showing from Mel Gibson's Apocalypto. I mean, you know, it gives a pretty good summary of, or, you know, a pretty good idea of what was really going on in Montezuma's time in pre-Columbian times. And so we're supposed to believe that the Christians were bad for stopping this global human sacrifice and cannibalism cult. And it's nonsense. You know, who wants to, you know, who's going to be the first to argue that that stuff should come back and that Christianity was wrong? And I, you know, recommend people that don't believe me to go back in it. You know, the Catholic Church kept very extensive records of the Inquisition court cases. And that's what the Inquisition was. There were court cases, judge, lawyers, witnesses, you know, et cetera. You know, and it's like how people think of the Inquisition today is if, you know, you know, some mass murderer, some serial killer is put on death row and killed. But that's exemplary of all of, you know, the Inquisitions. No, they were court cases. Out of 130,000 court cases of the Spanish Inquisition, about 6,000 people were sentenced to death, usually for murder, incest, rape, pretty atrocious crimes. So, you know, people need to get in there and study this stuff and learn that, you know, the church stopped so much of this awful behavior. And there has been significant effort to spin this false history against the church of just, you know, randomly going around and killing millions of witches or, you know, millions of Cathars or millions of Native Mexicans, et cetera. It's just not true. And in fact, the records prove the Catholic Church stopped the witch hunts along the German border.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm not going to defend any of the wars that went on and any of the excesses of the Catholic Church or the Protestant wars, any of that, or Cromwell or any of it. None of it's perfect. The point is, the history's clear, even from the Mesoamericans. 250-something troops with Cortez arrive, and they just basically rebel and say, we don't want to live under this anymore. There was millions of people in Mexico City even then and the surrounding areas, and they were just begging to get rid of it. So, I mean, you're absolutely right. The left lionizes and defends all these pagan religions. I remember making Endgame 1.5. It was just an addendum to the film we finally found and put on Bandai Video. And I showed documents that I was shown by a historian where the CIA and the State Department and the UN were saying in the 60s, we're going to bring back paganism and bring back human sacrifice to get people not to value themselves, because then there won't be a defense of life and then they'll accept anything. So that's really what this is.
Yeah, you always promote dehumanization, you know, against your enemies so that you can wipe them out, whether or not it's your own children, you know, and just being a clump of cells rather than a human life, or being a parasite on the mother and helpless, and they're not a human life until, you know, they're able to live on their own at 18 or something. You know, it's all ridiculous. And where does it end? If you're willing to kill your own child, you know, what if somebody's, you know, in a coma in the hospital or any other various stages? Then, you know, you're opening up the floodgates to allow the murder of just about anyone.
Well, there's no doubt it's being pushed right now, and it's sick. Jan Erwin, I mean, this whole transgenderism, cutting your son's testicles off, cutting your daughter's breast off, it's a form of sacrifice because they'll have no reproductive future. It is true evil. Thank you so much for the time.
Stop kill eugenics as well.
Soft kill eugenics. Come back again soon. Please go on the War Room. Please go on American Journal. Please go on with Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer, and come back and join us again soon. I should contact you and buy a bunch of your books and sell them at InfoWarsStore.com. Logos Media, L-O-G-O-S Media, LogosMedia.com to find your book, God's Flesh. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, I got a few more stories that are big and breaking that I want to hit. They're now treating farmers that protest having their farms shut down as terrorists. It's happening here. It's happening in Europe. It's all part of the New World Order. That's coming up ahead of Kate Daly taking over. Please remember, we're listener-supported, and we are on air still thanks to you, but we've got to be profitable during this Chapter 5 bankruptcy or they'll shut this place down, and we're barely profitable right now. Thanks for your support, but keep us on air. Keep the fight going. The most important thing you can do in the fight against the New World Order is support this broadcast after getting right with God. So, organic greens, the very highest quality concentrated known greens of wheatgrass and so much more. So good for your entire body, so good for your intestines, so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your immune system. It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over a year. We couldn't get it anymore, but we got it 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock today. BrainForce Plus, sold out for many months, a good, clean, strong, high-end nootropic at a very good price normally, but 50% off is incredible. BrainForce Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And then it's special. Nobody's got something like this. It acts within 10 to 15 minutes, goes away in 3 hours. Why I love it. If I need to boost myself at night for a show or to go out to dinner, take a few drops of this. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.